Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I just moved to this neighborhood, so I'm not very familiar with the area. Is there a good place near here to buy fresh vegetables?
Well, there are lots of places around, but the one I would recommend is the State Street Market. They have wonderful produce that's shipped in fresh every day. It's in the center of town, on the corner of State Street and Maple Avenue.
Great. I was going to take a walk in that direction anyway.
Number 41. What has the woman recently done? Number 42. What does the man recommend? Number 43. What does the woman say she is going to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm looking for a book, but it's not on the shelf. Could you see if it's been checked out? It's Traveling the West, written by Scott Grand.
Let me look that up. Yes, it's out until the end of next week, but I see the Springdale branch has two copies available. If you'd like, I'll call the Springdale Library and have them send one to us.
Actually, I don't live too far from Springdale, so I'll just pick it up there myself.
Number 44. Where, most likely, is the conversation taking place? Number 45. What does the woman offer to do? Number 46. What does the man decide to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear that the city's planning to begin building a new line of the subway system? I just read about it in this morning's newspaper.
I know. Unfortunately, they're going to close Harrisville Road while the subway line is being built, and that's the route my bus takes on the way to work. I'm worried that my commute will be a lot longer for the next few months.
Actually, I read that only a part of Harrisville Road will be closed, not the whole road. I'll take another look at the article. It has a map of all the streets that will be affected by the construction.
Number 47. What is the city planning to build? Number 48. Why is the woman concerned? Number 49. What will the man check in the newspaper? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hillary, I know how much you enjoy collecting coins. I just went to the Brookwood Museum, and I think you would love their current exhibit. It's coins from different countries. A lot of them are thousands of years old.
Actually, I did hear about the exhibit from my friend Jessica. She's invited me to go with her on the weekend.
That sounds great, but I suggest you go early in the morning. Otherwise, you might have to wait in line for up to an hour.
Number 50. What is currently on exhibit at the museum? Number 51. How did the woman learn about the exhibit? Number 52. What does the man recommend? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Do you know where I can find the travel reimbursement forms? I just got back from meeting with our clients in Mexico, and I have to report my travel expenses.
All the forms we use are kept on the company website, so you should be able to find the reimbursement forms there.
Thanks. How about the receipts? Should I send them all to the accounting department?
Yes, but I'd suggest that you make an extra copy for yourself first, just in case something gets lost.
Number 53. What has the woman recently done? Number 54. What does the man say is available on the company website? Number 55. What does the man advise the woman to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Jaemin, we have some interns joining the advertising department this summer, and we're still looking for office space for two of them. Do you have any suggestions?
We could put the two of them in Joanne Romola's office. She'll be working in our Taiwan office during the summer, so her office will be available. The only problem is that we'll have to get a second computer. There's only one in there right now.
That shouldn't be a problem. I'll go ahead and ask the facilities department to set up a laptop in there right away.
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What does the man say about Joanne Romola? Number 58. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Have you had a chance to review the revised draft of the contract from Starling Electricians? I emailed the contract for their installation services to you this morning.
Yes, I read over the document, but I noticed there's a mistake. We negotiated a lower hourly rate for labor, but the change wasn't made in the contract. I was planning to call them this afternoon to discuss this.
Well, you should probably let them know right away. We agreed to sign the contract and return it by the end of the day tomorrow. If we miss the deadline, we'll have to delay next week's installation of the new electrical system.
Number 59. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 60. What problem is noted? Number 61. What is scheduled for next week? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Sherry Woodford. Yesterday, I bought 3 cans of paint from your store, and today I saw an advertisement in the paper that shows the paint is now half price. I'm wondering if you will refund the difference in price to me.
Let's see. The lower price only applies to our premium paint. Is that what you purchased?
Yes, that's exactly what I bought. I shop at your store all the time for my home decorating business, and the salespeople usually tell me about specials in advance.
Well, I'm sorry this happened. Normally, we don't give discounts on previous purchases, but since you're a valued customer, I think we can make an exception. I'll go ahead and issue a refund to your credit card account.
Number 62.
Why is the woman calling?
Number 63.
What is the woman asked to verify?
Number 64.
What does the man agree to do?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Yuko, would you be interested in joining the selection committee for the company's new director of customer relations? With all your experience, you'd be perfect for the job.
I'd love to. In fact, I was on a similar committee several years ago, so I'm familiar with the selection process. I just have to read all the applications, and then we'll meet to discuss the top candidates, right?
Yes, the selection process is the same, but there is one major change. In the past, we opened the job to all interested candidates, but now we're requiring the applicants to have a minimum of 5 years of related experience.
That's a great way to make sure that we have a qualified candidate pool. Why don't you send me the applications right now, and I'll review them by next week.
Number 65.
What does the man ask the woman to do?
Number 66.
What does the man say has changed?
Number 67.
What does the woman say she will do by next week?
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Howard, thank you for agreeing to answer a few questions for the article I'm writing. We at Architectural Art Magazine were surprised to hear that you'll be retiring soon. You've been leading your firm for the last 30 years. How will your decision affect your company?
It really won't. At our firm, our mission is to build homes that families can afford. The new CEO will continue to be dedicated to the company's goal of building homes that are within the means of most people.
Well, I'm sure you're looking forward to having more free time. What are your plans for the future?
I'll continue to pursue my architectural interests by giving lectures at different universities. That way I can spend all my time doing what I love most, discussing architecture rather than running a business.
Number 68.
Who most likely is the woman?
Number 69.
What is the goal of Mr. Howard's firm?
Number 70.
What does Mr. Howard plan to do in the future?
Go on to the next page.